Well, good morning.
I'd like to share something with you this morning that's been very, very important to me on my path, and I think everyone's familiar with this, but this is what I would term the yoga of, well, there are two very deep types of yoga, you might say, and you could say that it's actually really what we're here for. And they are very deep, powerful things, and they are the yoga of, on one hand, acceptance, and on the other hand, the yoga of surrender. When you think about it, life is really, as a soul, as we hop from life to life to life, really what we're doing is we're surrendering the weeds in our garden, and we're accepting the gemstones of the virtues of God. And when we're, so to speak, at the point where we've fulfilled our life's plan, balanced our karma, you could say that you've given up all the weeds and freed yourself from the propensity of behaving in ways that create the weeds, and you've accepted all the different gemstones, the virtues which God would give you and which you've actually accrued in your being. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this today is because I personally had a wonderful victory recently in this respect. On Friday night, this last Friday night, we had a diamond crystal purity service. And Serapis Bay came, and he conducted the whole thing. And I had a wonderful experience, and I know that quite a few other people did too. Many people emailed or chatted that they felt great heat, the heat of transmutation, the heat of surrendering something. And I know one person emailed me, and she said, for the first time in my life, I feel burning in my heart. I feel it. And, you know, I really am grateful for that person sharing that. It made me cry because I thought, this is what we're here for. And I was so grateful for that. Serapis conducted this ritual, and the culmination of it was for many of us to be freed from a major thing, to surrender some vice, some pattern of error in our beings. And I was able to get rid of something that I think I've been like bothered by for about a million years, and so I'm feeling pretty good about it. I wanted to point out that it's possible to re-experience this, and if you didn't experience the service, please consider going to our Heart Center front page. This is the front page. And if you scroll down a little bit on the left, scroll past the most recent teachings, the Ascended Master Wisdom, and just below those three sections there's a picture of Serapis Bay, and it says on it, participate in Ascension service. And then next to the arrow that starts the video, it says, a blessing from Serapis Bay. Please consider experiencing this yourself, because I know that for about the 40 or 45 or however many people were there, many people said they experienced very profound release and blessing from that in varying degrees. And so I remember that when I stood before the master and was cleared in during this ritual, I had to sort of practice all that I knew about surrender. And, you know, from a cursory standpoint, you could say, well, surrender, big deal. You just say, okay, I surrender it. However, I've found, due to the blessing that I've received of being able to kind of see inside myself, that both acceptance and surrender are things which happen to in varying degrees of success when we actually have these daily experiences, and then these big experiences when we're really in a big opportunity like we had with Serapis Bay. And I'd like to illustrate this, and then we'll do an exercise together to really maybe further experience this and practice it a little bit. What I have noticed when I am really meditating a lot and watching myself, I see inside myself which weeds are, according to cosmic cycles, are really up for transmutation, and that I have an opportunity to surrender these. And what I've noticed is, like I said, you can actually say, oh, I surrender this. Well, I found that with practice, and practice meaning practicing the sincerity, practicing the intensity of the desire to be free from this, practicing the true acceptance of the high road versus being identified with that lower pattern, really, really determines how much heaven can take from us in this ritual of surrender. It's a little bit like this. I mean, this is kind of what it looks like. And this is the my little weed that I'm surrendering today. And you can actually, this is how I experience it. Lord, I surrender this. I am through with this. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. And when it's successful, it's taken away completely like that. And you really know it. You really feel it. And if you automatically assume that the totality of something is surrendered through just more of a cursory, yes, I surrender, I don't think it does. And it looks more like this to me. This is how it looks like to me. Lord, I surrender. Here it is. I'm giving it up. And the hand of heaven comes and says, okay, I'm taking it. And you're going, And the hand of the Lord is saying, well, are you going to give it up or not? And there's a part of you that's still identified with that stuff. And it's, and you're thinking, wow, does this mean, oh, I'm never going to have another English muffin again with jam on it? I mean, and suddenly you've kind of blown that initiation. And the hand of heaven can maybe do this and say, okay, I'll take this much today. All right? And that's how it is for a lot of us. A little bit's taken. However, I'm here to just illustrate and maybe relate that I've seen that with practice of this science of surrender, as well as the twin, the science of acceptance, you can actually, on the science of acceptance, you can actually really receive into your heart and introduce something into you in a very permanent, very profound way versus if it's a more cursory thing. And so what I'm trying to stress here is that this is something that I have found really benefits from some practice. And I'd like to propose that we actually practice this a little bit. And if you'd turn in your prayer book to our prayer numbers 9.006 is sacred surrender, ritual of the divine interchange. Now, one reason why I think this is such a great prayer is because those who put this together have mixed in and baked in all the elements of what I would say the most successful elements of surrender are. In other words, we're gonna give this prayer together, but first we're gonna each of us maybe select something that we'd like to let go of, which is very important. It's important to be clear about what you're gonna let go of, and be aware of it, and be aware of how great it'll be to be free from that, and how grateful you are to heaven for taking this from you and to see yourself free. So it's like an alchemy. It is an alchemy, really. So the elements of this ritual are really the elements of alchemy. And I'd like to say that with practice, maybe doing this many times and practicing it and watching in yourself, did I retain some of that, and so forth, you can actually get fairly fast and good at this. And in fact, basically, I've found that you can actually do everything that's in this ritual just in silence, in just moments. And that's the beauty, that's the yoga of this, is understanding the posture, the emotion, the gratitude, the true willingness to embrace the higher road and to let go of this thing very deftly. Your hand is like this when it's done. It's not holding on anymore. So let's just for a moment together do this. Let's go within and for a moment think about a weed, a momentum, a pattern of error that you'd like to be free from, that you can accept that today you will release and surrender a part of into the flame, into the hands of the Lord, right now. And we'll do this ritual, and we're going to believe that a miracle is going to happen, because it is a miracle, a big miracle of surrendering something that's been badgering you for lifetimes is going to be free. So let's do this. I'm thinking of something myself. Just name it in your inner voice, face the Lord, and say, I surrender this today, and I believe that this can happen. Okay. I'm set. 9.006, Sacred Surrender. O angels, walk with me, talk with me, take my hand, be with me, love through me, work through me, pray through me, serve through me. Dear Lord, I give you all. I surrender every particle of my being, my life, my consciousness, as you inhabit me at all times. I am love because your love lives within me. I am wholeness because you are rich with the eternal spirit of life, and it now fully becomes who I am. I am reality because nothing else will suffice for me to know you than to love you with all that I am, all that I can surrender as my love offering on the altar of your heart, O God. I desire only to know your presence in me at all times as you work your holy work through me for your purposes. I thank thee, Lord, for hearing my prayer. Surrender is the art of letting go and letting God. It is choosing the higher over the lower. It is affirming the divine reality in spirit and in matter. It is the willingness to merge totally with the allness of being. I am actively surrendering to you, O God. I am daily, hourly, always rendering my best self to you. My presence, I am wrapping my best and highest present of my own highest offering to you, my dearest and best friend. I give this holy gift of surrender. I am giving to you what is already yours. All but God, I now let go. I am smiling and I am shining with a new spiritual light. I give you my all, my nothing. Give me your all, your nothing. I desire your presence with me always. I am yours, you are mine. Illumine my mind and heart so that I can see what I must do to give back your holy love to you. Great God of life, adopt me to yourself to be one with you forever. As above, so below, I am experiencing the great interchange of the figure eight flow. O God, be my reality and the unreal will simply drop away. As God in manifestation, I imitate you, the divine giver, mirroring your own gift of self to me by giving back the all of myself to you. I release all so that I may become the all and then begin a new spiral by releasing the all again and again unto all. Step 1. I dedicate myself to sacrifice, surrender, selflessness, and service. I am following the joyful path of sacrifice, surrender, selflessness, and service, the first step on the path of sweet surrender. I am one with my divine reality through the sacrifice of the self, the surrender of all through selflessness, the losing of the self to gain the self, and service to humanity. When I surrender to selflessness, then what will be left of me? What is left is God, of me, in me, as me. I step into the ocean and receive waves of a selfless identity that becomes the all. I serve you, my dear Lord, in love, humility. I know the blessed joy of many finding thee. I surrender daily to my divine calling. I surrender to holy purpose. I surrender to the will of God in my own divine reality. I surrender to the will of the One. I surrender to the grace of the Beloved. I surrender to selfless acts of giving my all. I surrender to the heart of the Father, Mother, God. I surrender to the eternal cycles of God's creative fires of love. I surrender my own heart, one with God's. I surrender to the greater requirements of heaven. I surrender to the spontaneity of the divine. I surrender to the path of self-mastery. I surrender to life. Now, perhaps once again, just give your personal prayer outlining the qualities of God that you wish to embrace. Step 2, I accept my divine reality. I surrender all self-condemnation and accept my divine reality, the second step on the path of sweet surrender. I affirm that God is the goal, and I surrender even the slightest sense that I am separate from God in any way. This day I proclaim that I am one with God. God is always with me and inside of me. God is ready for me to embrace the fullness of His presence. I open wide the door of my heart and consciousness. The light of God enters and floods me with light and love and washes away all burden, struggle, and sorrow. I restore the blueprint of my true self. I surrender all sense of lack, unworthiness, and guilt, and I accept my divinity now. I am becoming myself. I present a new self to God each day. Centered in the One, I am pure beingness in light. Reality is all I know, now perfect in your sight. Forever living one in Thee, my Godhood I decree, accepting in totality your essence clear through me. In joy I give my all to you, now back your currents flow. Drink me while I am drinking Thee, pure love you now bestow. All unlike God falls away, O presence only Thee, our consciousness now one in bliss for all eternity. I surrender each time I meditate upon your beautiful face and feel your all-consuming grace, for you love me as I am. Step 3. I receive the joy of God's will. I now take the third step and surrender human will, human ego, and human intellect, and receive the joy of God's will in exchange. I, once and for all, surrender to the will of God in my life. The glory of the will of God is beyond compare. It is sufficient for all my requirements, both human and divine. The will of God is the first spiral from which I now draw the energy to sustain my pathway home and then create and then burst forth from that eternal home with a newness of cosmic energy to create new worlds of glory. Immersed in timeless joy and peace, when lovingly I seek your will, above my own all struggles cease. Sweet surrender allows me to always remain tethered to reality, for as the pathway to God becomes steeper, it takes both courage and humility to continue on the way. O divine will, I am as you would have me be in heart and consciousness this day. I surrender the not-self and experience the real self. I surrender the human will and glory in the divine will. I let go of the human ego, and I am that which I was created to be in the very beginning, a being of light, fully equipped with the beautiful characteristics of my Father, Mother, God. Step 4. I embrace cosmic surrender. As my final step in sweet surrender, I make the ultimate surrender to my divine presence. O God, I surrender everything that blocks the flow of your Spirit into and through my heart, my soul, and my life. I affirm that love is the key. Love is the way. Love is the light of true surrender. I lay down my life through love. I am one with God. I am the one. I am raised up hour by hour, day by day. I quickly ascend every rung of the ladder. By thy grace I mount to the pinnacle, surrendering all that is less than thee. I am consumed by thy love, O my God, and in that consummation I am only love to all. Surrender, O my soul, to the sweetness of merging softly into the divine will. I am consumed in the fire of God's will. The human will melts away. Through love, God's diamond will enters into me, becomes me, and I am its shining splendor. Love ignites desire. Desire propels me into the divine embrace. I am union. I am oneness. I am pure desire. Surrender, O my soul, to joy, the unspeakable joy of oneness with the Creator of all. I am joy. I am the One. I am one with your divine will. I am moving to a new level of sweet surrender, cosmic surrender. I now walk the path of cosmic surrender, following God's will back to the source of all life, even that which I seek of greater attainment in service to the life. I first surrender to you, O God. I am cosmic consciousness, therefore I enter into cosmic surrender. I am the fullness of my own divine reality around me always. I am giving to my higher self the total and complete love of who I am in God. I surrender all attachment to the fulfillment of the attainment that I seek, even all desire to attain to greater heights. I enter deeply into the heart of God, and my entire being is consumed in God. Thus only God remains. I am enveloped in cosmic love, the highest love of pure giving of the self unto the cosmic fires of God's love. I contact your purest love surrender, O God, and I instantly feel the fullness of yourself in return. I meditate on cosmic love. I meditate on cosmic surrender. I enter your heart of cosmic joy, and my joy expands. I embrace joy and expectancy as I am in the heart of perfect surrender daily, hourly, moment by moment. Closing prayer. O God, I am your perfect chalice. Your grace in me I extend to others. I am purged and filled with the radiance of your love pouring through me at all times and to all peoples. O Lord, I see in my mind's eye now all those who require your love. Use me as your vessel to give to each one the water of life in the exact portion that one requires to come home to your heart. This I am according to your will and divine mercy, O Lord. This day I surrender to your divine calling, knowing that it is more blessed to give than to receive. O God, I surrender to you all that I am and ever hope to be. Come into my temple this day and every day and make your abode with me as I abide in thee. Be thyself an action in me this day and greet all whom I meet with the perfect blessing for each one, so that all may be raised into a greater awareness of thyself in action everywhere. Now, as you go about your day, give the roses of your heart to the Father, Mother, God in prayerful moments and silent contemplation. Visualize giving these roses to those you encounter as well, saying, "Here is a rose from my heart. I give it to you, my friend. O my long-lost friend, whom I have now met again on the road of life, know, O soul, that you are precious in his sight, and that you can, by God's grace, make it all the way home if you simply love enough." Now let's just meditate for a few moments and accept this. Accept this feeling that this ritual has given us. And accept the miracle of what you have surrendered and what you've received. Accept them with the totality of your soul. Accept that you are permanently changed, permanently different now, permanently blessed and raised higher. That's what I wish to share today. Thanks for allowing me on your program, Tucker. I'll turn it back to you now, and I'm going to turn my broadcast off. So thanks, everyone, for sharing this moment with me.